It is incredible to me that there are people who know the gospel six ways to Sunday but refuse to obey it. I have known many, many people who will attend faithfully the worship of the church, and then I'm told, well, they've never obeyed the gospel. And it is amazing, astonishing to me. It is my work, the charge that I have, to urge people to obey the gospel. And if I knew the exact words to say, I would have said them a long time ago. In spite of the words that I preach, in spite of the words that so many others have preached, have taught, have sought to urge, it seems to be of no effect. Well, why is that? Well, maybe it goes back to some of the things we said earlier. Maybe you're too busy. Maybe you think, well, if I could just sort of get my life together a little bit, then when it's almost as if we think we can just save ourselves without obeying the gospel. The gospel of Jesus Christ is for sinners. And that process of transformation can only be initiated when you take those steps toward the kingdom of God. Maybe you're like Felix. There are a lot of people who are like Felix. You remember Paul taught to him, preached to him the gospel, and Felix told him to go away. Go away. There are a lot of people who want the preacher to just go away. They don't want to hear it. They don't want to think about it. They don't want to think about the fact I'm going to die and be carried into judgment. I don't want to think about that. I just want to live in the moment. Felix says, go your way. When I have a more convenient time, I'll call for you. He thought he had more time. That's a tragic deception. There was Agrippa, another one. Paul taught, and almost you persuade me to be a Christian. But I mean, Agrippa knew just exactly what Paul was talking about. He understood the gospel, had plenty of opportunity to sit and converse with the Apostle Paul. How many of us would love to talk about the gospel in a quiet setting with the Apostle Paul? These men had that opportunity. But he never obeyed. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, in verse 2, Paul says, Now is the time accepted. Now is the day of salvation. Do you need to obey the gospel? Do you need to acknowledge that Jesus Christ is the Lord of all? Do you need to repent of your sins? Do you need to be baptized into Jesus Christ for the remission of those sins? You say, well, I know all about that. Well, why haven't you done it? You think you're going to live forever? Set your house in order. Well, in conclusion, ladies and gentlemen, Hezekiah did die. However, before he died, he was blessed with God with another 15 years to live. Some of you may have known one of the members over at Thayer Street years ago. His name was Bud Kinzel. He had a couple brothers that were in some of the congregations here. And if you ever met him, I can assure you, you wouldn't forget him. He lived to be in his 90s. And I got to know him a little bit. And I can remember on a Wednesday night, one of the members over there at Thayer Street brought an old directory out of the 60s or 70s. And there were some people who were around then. Bud was around then and looking through it, and they couldn't figure out what year that directory was put together. There was no date on it. Couldn't figure out if it was 1960, what, 19, didn't know. They're trying to figure out, and they're looking at pictures. They can see their kids who are adults and have grandchildren of their own now. And finally, Brother Kinzel, he said, well, 1960, 1960, he said, what's 10 years when you're as old as me? What's 10 years? What's 15 years? So he got to live. So Hezekiah got another 15 years. What's 15 years? You might get 15 years. You might get 20 years. I don't know. You might get 15 days. You might get 50 years. I don't know. But if you don't set your house in order, it won't matter. So I would urge you this morning to make your life matter. Make it count. Use today and whatever time God may bless you with in the future to live for Him. If you need to set your house in order today, don't wait another moment. Be resolved to do that right now as together we stand and sing.